listener production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Calls for law reform following the release of Kathleen Folbig after 20 years in jail. Ms. Folbig has been pardoned from the remainder of her sentence after new scientific evidence created reasonable doubt that she killed her four kids. Australian Academy of Science CEO Anna Maria Arabia says this is a clear sign reform is needed.
We are calling for law reform such that the legal system can be more science sensitive. We need especially new and emerging science to be able to inform decision making.
Authorities are entering that Sydney CBD building demolished by last month's fire to search for human remains. There are concerns for two people still missing who were supposedly sleeping in there the night before the blaze. Police have also found a fire accelerant was used. Four young boys have since come forward, but Detective Superintendent Martin Fahlman says no charges will be laid until dogs complete their search.
That is probably going to take a number of days. Once the dog goes on and searches, they will then take the dog off, remove more rubble until the dog searches the entire three buildings just to make sure that that process is complete.
The federal government claims its cheaper medicines policy has saved Australians nearly $100 million on some 9 million prescriptions in just 5 months. Women are doing it tougher than men when it comes to repaying their home loans as those rate hikes keep on coming. A new Finder survey has found 47% of female mortgage holders are having trouble meeting their repayments compared to 32% of men. In sport, two Dolphin stars are out for 3 weeks over suspension. Anthony Milford and Jared Wallace have accepted 3-match bans for respective charges. In good news for the club, Hamiso Tabuai-Fido returns to fullback for the club's clash with Manly after being rested following Origin duties. Meanwhile, a major blow for the Blues with Nathan Cleary out of Origin 2 and likely Game 3 after suffering a Grade 2 hamstring tear. And the NBA Finals Series is locked at one game apiece with the Heat upsetting the Nuggets in Denver this afternoon.